Shalom, today's daf yomi is Avodah Zarah daf Tesvav Avodah Zarah 15. Back in our Mishnah on Yudalat Amabez, our Mishnah had said that a person is not allowed to sell a behema gasa to an idolater. A behema gasa is considered to be a beast of burden, and when the Mishnah refers to behema gasa, it refers to a type of either an ox or a horse or a donkey, as opposed to a sheep or a goat. So a person is not allowed to sell this to an idolater. And in addition to not being allowed to sell this, the behema gasa, because I think Gemara is going to explain out of the concern that it's going to be used on Shabbos, nevertheless, agalim usiyachim, shleimen ushavurim are also prohibited. Whether it is even if it is a baby calf or a baby donkey, even if it is shavurim, it's an animal that is not in good shape to be able to be working, it's still going to be prohibited out of the concern that it will come out of the concern that you're going to come to sell animals that can be used to work on for and will be used on the Shabbos. So the Gemara tries to dig down deeper here and understand why you're not allowed to sell a behema gasa on the Shabbos. So the Gemara says, why can't you sell it? We understand that we're not concerned. The reason why you can't sell this behema gasa, this beast of burden, we know that there's no concern that the idolater is going to be engaged in bestiality with this animal, because the idolater will be concerned that if they're going to be engaged in bestiality, it'll make it sterile and thereby it'll diminish its value. But maybe we have to be concerned. What is the concern? That the reason why we're not allowed to sell it to an idolater is because the idolater is going to use this animal to work with it on Shabbos. And so therefore, since there's a prohibition against working one's animal on Shabbos, therefore that's the reason, says our Gemara initially, that you're not allowed to sell it to the idolater on Shabbos. So the Gemara, even before Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, why not? Vini Avid, sell it to the idolater before Shabbos and let the idolater work with it on Shabbos. Kivin dezabna kanya, because once the idolater has acquired the animal and he's bought it, he's thereby acquired it and he's allowed to work it on Shabbos. Kivin dezabna kanya, he's acquired it, so of course he can use it on Shabbos. So Gemara says, no, the reason why he cannot acquire it is because if we're going to sell it to him, we're concerned, gzera mishum she'elo mishum schiris, we're concerned that you're going to also sometimes lend it to him, or else you're going to rent it out to him, and he's going to use it on Shabbos. And so that's the concern. So the Gemara says, well, she'ela kanya va'agre kanya. So Gemara says, no, if the idolater buys it, borrows it, or if he rents it, it's a type of acquisition of it. And so therefore, it shouldn't be a concern at all, because there too, we're saying that the idolater is using his own animal on Shabbos, and he's not using your animal. So comes along Rami Bereid Rav Yeba, and he says, no, the concern is gezera mishum Nisyoni. We're concerned that they're going to be testing the animal to see if it really can do its job properly. And as the Gemara explains, the Zimnin Dezabne Leniwe, he says sometimes he's going to sell the animal to the idolater just before Samachoshkias Ashchama Demalas Shabbos, so right before the sun sets on Friday afternoon, the Amalei, and then after the sun sets, the idolater is going to say to the Jew, son Nasi Anihue, come and let's test out this animal and see if it's really a good animal. And because the animal is going to hear the voice of the Jew who just sold it, it's going to be following his voice because it was used to his voice. And so therefore, it'll be good for the Jew that the animal hears his voice and walks, because it's going to show that it's an effective animal and that he sold him a good product. And that is going to be the prohibition of mechamer, which is something which is prohibited, to lead the animal with your voice alone. And so therefore he's going to be liable for a sin offering. So because we're concerned that if you sell it to an idolater, it's going to lead to the prohibition of mechamer on Shabbos, that the animal will follow after your voice. Therefore they said, do not sell a large animal to an idolater in general. Rashi writes here on the concern is when they said, well, what's the problem with him just purchasing it? Once he's purchased it, the animal is allowed to, he's acquired it, and therefore he's allowed to work the animal. Rashi writes, Kivin dezabne kanye, once he's purchased it, he's acquired it, ve'inu shel Yisrael, it no longer belongs to the Jew. U'mishim lifnei iver lo'site michshol lo'kaver, and he's not violating the prohibition of placing a stumbling block before a blind person like he would be if the idolater would be engaging in bestiality. Then it's the then the idolater is doing something wrong, and by the Jew giving the animal to the idolater, he's doing something wrong. But here, with respect to working the animal on Shabbos, the idolater is not at all commanded to observe the Shabbos. So, Allah Shabbos lo nitzavu b'nei Noach. The Noahides are not commanded to observe the Shabbos. So, what is the reason why a Jew is not allowed to say to an idolater to do activity on his behalf on Shabbos? The reason is not because an idolater is not allowed to work on Shabbos. The only reason, Rashi says, Masha Aser Yisrael Omar Ovikachovim Aseli Kach, the reason why an idolater cannot, why a Jew cannot say to an idolater, do this work on my behalf, is because it states in Isaiah 58, Mimsochef Tzechav Daber Davar, do not engage in your business activities, do not speak about business on Shabbos. That is prohibited. It's prohibited to speak about something that is business, and so therefore you're not allowed to ask an idolater to do something for you because you're not allowed to engage in business activities on Shabbos, even to say those words. There's another reason why you can't ask an idolater to do it for you, or a non-Jew in general to do work for you on Shabbos, and that is the reason why the Gemara records in 8b, and it's because he's doing it on your behalf. And so we see from here this explanation is even if he's not doing it on your behalf, that it's prohibited to speak about these things, and so therefore if you need to ask, for example, if you need to go to, God forbid, to the hospital on Shabbos, then the proper thing to do is to arrange it before Shabbos. Even though you're allowed to ask the person who's not Jewish to do the activity for you, there's still a prohibition of talking about it on Shabbos. So it's better under those circumstances to ask him before Shabbos and arrange it in advance rather than to ask on Shabbos itself.